To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To go along with being able to draw, you know, the Baltimore Ravens in the state that they're in, to be able to get the Tennessee Titans, as our guy Andre Ware said, I'm so glad the Tennessee Titans are the team we're playing this week. Coming off being 0-3, even though they got those opponents, Clint, there have been some adjustments and moves made and buttons pushed, Clint, that I would assume that D'Amico Ryans leads in those decisions. They have pushed the right buttons here of late to go along with these new opponents, or these opponents they've played.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's any doubt about it at this point in time. Sitting at 2-3, you'd rather not have started out 0-3, obviously, but at that point in time, I think they were sitting at 0-3, you're at a fork in the road. Do you go the way of 0-5 or 1-4 and it's, the wheels come off and all of a sudden you're looking at a top 10 draft pick next year, or do you right the ship and get some things moving in the right direction? And they've got some things moving in the right direction. To your point, a lot of that had to do with the opponents that they ran into. But through that, through the two games where they were playing lesser opponents, they could have played down to the to their opponent, and they didn't do it. They played up to their standard, right? At number one. And so I think D'Amico Ryans has pushed the right buttons along the way. Just, I mean, obviously getting that accomplished. But you look at some of the stuff that you can. You can actually see, touch, and feel as a fan. He handed over the defensive play calling, the defense coordinator duties to Matt Burke 2 weeks ago, right?
That had to be hard, I would imagine.
I would imagine, but it had to be hard for selfish reasons, but I think there's no doubt about it. What needed to happen was he clearly needed to spend more time with the offense, and I think that's why this is important, is there's a sense of urgency to get the offense right. All right, and I think with that being said, I think D'Amico Ryans, through his audio, in which he shared with us multiple times, I think it was very clear that D'Amico knew exactly what he wanted this offense to look like. He knew exactly what he wanted his offense quarterback to play like. He knew exactly what he wanted his offensive line to look like and the run game to look like. And that was precisely what we watched unfold, what I believe, for more than just the fourth quarter of the Tennessee game. I think it was more the all four quarters. The scoreboard will tell you that it was the 20-point explosion in the fourth quarter. But nonetheless, that fourth quarter and the Baltimore Ravens game is exactly what you want. He wanted and we wanted this offense to look like. And so those the right buttons were pushed there. And I think he's monitored the offense more closely over the last couple of weeks. So you're just not going to be able to tell me that he didn't have a lot to do with this offense. This offense coming together, and then I think, look, off on staying on the offensive side of the ball, the rotation at left guard, Ron. While I would rather it have not, the competition, if you will, had not rolled over into games on Sunday. I'd rather that have been decided earlier on.
Seemed like it started after a couple of games too.
Yeah. So you know, Lake and Tomlinson and Juice Scruggs were rolling there and back. They were in and out. Well, Juice Scruggs won the competition. Juice Scruggs is playing better football. He's younger. He's got a higher ceiling. He gives you a better offense. If he's the better one, he gives you a better five-man unit, and he pushed the right buttons there, because it looks like Juice Scruggs is playing. You flip over to the defensive side of the football, and you know the decision to shake loose of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, CJGJ, and not even look for a trade. Just eat $7 million worth of salary right there.
He said, I know what's best for my team.
Yeah, I know. Look, and it must have been bad because, you didn't even try to trade him. You just paid him $7 million, told him to kick rocks. But nonetheless, I don't care about the money. I care about the product on the field. And MJ Stewart, he told us then, MJ's not filling in for anybody. He's their starting safety. And I think last week he stood out in a big way. I think you look at EJ Speed at the linebacker position. Took him a couple of games, but he's in the mix more than Toa Toa, it seems like, the last couple of weeks. You look at the D-line. They started out with Tommy Togiai on the inactive, I believe.
After loving what he did in training camp, which was interesting.
Yeah. But you get the ball ran down your throat versus Tampa Bay. Entered Tommy Togiai, and next thing you know, you've stopped the leaky defensive front. So I just think when you look at it, man, D'Amico Ryans has pushed all the right buttons over the last couple of weeks to maximize, you know, what this organization got out of the 2 weeks, the Tennessee Titan week and the Baltimore Ravens week. He pushed the right buttons. I think he got all the juice out of the Tennessee Titan Baltimore Ravens squeeze that you could possibly get on several fronts. And I think it bodes well for them moving forward.
Yeah, this was more than – and do I believe that they probably handle these two teams, the Titans and the Ravens, if they, you know, they just came out there and just played better because, you know, the opponents were worse? Sure. But I think a big thing of a lot of this is going to set them up the rest of the way because they made some tough calls, some tough decisions – that you can see it's more than them just winning these games. They're putting themselves in a better place moving forward. Like, you can tell there has been a huge shift in how this team is going to run offense and how C.J. Stroud looks completely different than he did the first three games. And it's not just because he's not getting touched. You can just tell the mindset is get it out quicker. I don't think he just all of a sudden going into the Titans game said, I'm going to start using Dalton Schultz more.
Right.
And then I think there's a clear change with things there. And I think clearly this thing has helped. Also, you talked about EJ Speed. Clearly they moved off Christian Harris. That's another one. Christian Harris played four snaps against the Titans and then just flat out inactive coming up in the last game against the Ravens. Like, they've seemingly made the move to that. By the way, that is just wild to me that we've arrived to that point that Christian Harris is just – there's no – I mean, inactive, you don't even need him. They don't even need him on special teams. They don't even need anything. And EJ Speed, I mean, I guess they're like, all right, man, we're good. Jake Hansen, we're good with all these cats. That Christian Harris – like, I wonder, is that about to be his role the rest of the way? Is he going to be inactive when they come back and play Seattle? Hell, is he going to be on the team by the time – they play Seattle. The Christian Harris thing is wild to me.
The Christian Harris thing has to be a trade, right?
I would think. There got to be so many people interested in him.
I mean, you're just a team that needs – there's needs out there. And even if it's the need to get better on the defensive side of the football somehow, some way, then I mean, that is one of three pieces that I think are real I think valuable pieces that they can – that will draw attention. I think Christian Harris is one of them. And so I think you got to at least dangle that carrot out there and see if you can't get
to get something back.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you offensively, you can argue there's multiple needs, even depth needs, even if it's not for a frontline skill player that I would like to get, even if it's just depth. I mean, there's a need there. So you got a handful of players that bring value to the table in the trade market and are going to bring value to the table in the trade market. I think Christian Harris is one of them. And, that carrot's got to be dangled. If
he's inactive for you, and he's either when he is active, he's playing four games. If you're getting, what do they get, a sixth or seventh for Cam?
Here's the crazy deal, man. You look, EJ Speed, before he started playing more on the defensive side of the football, they were ranting and raving about how good he was on special teams. Brooks, before he started playing fullback, got that opportunity. I mean, he was obviously a standout on special teams. Has Christian Harris been a standout on special teams?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't.
With that ability, you would think at the very least that dude would spend 15 years, 12 years in the league as a special team specialist at the very least.
They say no.
I get on a limb and tell you that... Maybe them running them special teams for Christian may not be easy for him to
may not be what he's real interested in, huh?
Yeah. Hey, I don't think he's killing himself the way British Brooks is. All right, man, British, this is how he got to get on the team. Like, and maybe Christian should. I don't think Christian Harris is potentially over there thinking Clinton anymore. Hey, man, let me really bust my ass out here on these special teams. So I can get a look on the field. I think Christian Harris may be in the. Hey man, can we get a trade going here? Let me get the hell up out of here. I think that may be where Christian
get that Cam Robinson. I just want a chance to go play.
Yeah,
somewhere,
man, folks. Give me a chance to go ahead and play some more. Someone text in. Don't dangle that carrot, Clint. Nickel, get a bag of peanuts and a drink in return for Christian Harris. Okay. Just telling you, man, that cat's skill set. I just there is no way that people didn't
he's
look at
it. He's got to be. His contract's up this year.
Yeah,
it's a
big
contract, right?
And he's young. I gotta believe people are looking over there like, hey, man, he's got to be traded. Like very, very soon. It's just wild that we've arrived here at that point. Again, tomorrow we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, we are at Buffalo Wild Wings. Come hang out with us tomorrow. Richie Road, check it out. Richie Road, come hang out with us 2 to 6 tomorrow. It should be a really good time. Thanks to Cecil Shorts. Thanks to Brandon Scott. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I'm Ron, the show as always. Houston, we love you, baby. Real easy. The Schlitzler. Schlitzler.
Schlitzler.
Oh, yeah, Cam Schlitzler.
Schlitzler.
Can't help but spit when you say it.
Schlitzler.
Nope, got it up again.
Schlitzler. Schlitzler.
Schlit.
I'm working this dumb button right now. It's too close.
I think that counts.
So we're talking about young Cam, not a pooper.
No, I didn't. It's.
I think you're fine.
Yeah, okay, I'm Schlitzler.
Is that my boy Ron?
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.